Welcome to Summer Speedos from Neighborly, our short in-between season series while Shannon takes a break from our regular interviews. I'm Johan, the producer of the show. Some episodes are field notes recorded outside in ordinary places where care actually happens. Others are story field notes, more cinematic reflections that start with a story from history or real life. Either way, we're paying attention to the small, ordinary ways care, faith, courage, and community show up around us. So grab a cold drink, or head out on that bike ride, walk, or hike. Enjoy this year's edition of Summer Speedos from Neighborly. Johan here. I'm sitting out in my backyard enjoying the sounds of the birds and with the raindrops falling on my head off the leaves of my tree. But nonetheless, I wanted to record this episode because I have something on my mind. When we have guests over at our house, we always get comments about the view from our front window. Most houses face, well, more houses across the street. Our house faces another street perpendicular to ours, which gives us a much greater view. We just get to see a whole lot more than most people. And there's a dog park nearby our house, which makes it seem like every other person in our neighborhood has dogs, and it's a constant flow of people going for walks up and down our street. There's not even any sidewalks on our street, it's just people walking down the street. This one day, I watched a family go for what I think they believed was going to be a walk. That was optimistic. They had all the right ingredients. A stroller, water bottle, snacks. Parents with the brave look of people who had recently said, "This will be good for us." But they were moving at the speed of childhood, which is not a speed recognized by most fitness apps. One kid stops for rocks. Another picked up a stick. Someone's shoe came untied. Something dropped out of the stroller and they had to stop to go pick it up. At one point, they had maybe covered half a block. Emotionally, I'm sure it felt like they had crossed the prairies. And what struck me was this. The whole group moved at the pace of whoever was having the hardest time. It wasn't the fastest person, not the most organized person, not even the oldest person. The whole group adjusted around the one who needed the most time. It was a family acting like a little community. That is both beautiful and deeply inconvenient, which is usually how you know you've wandered into real care, because care often interrupts the pace we would prefer. I love efficiency. I like a plan. I like when people understand the plan. And then this is the key, follow the plan. But families are not machines. Churches are not machines. Neighborhoods and communities are not machines. People do not become whole on a schedule that is convenient for everyone else. Sometimes love slows down. Not forever, not in a way that avoids responsibility or lets harm continue, but in a way that says, you are not a problem because you need more time. That is deeply dignifying. Jesus seemed very comfortable being interrupted. People stopped him on roads, called to him from crowds, reached for him when he's on his way somewhere else, and often he stopped. That doesn't mean he had no boundaries, but it does mean that he wasn't so committed to the route that he missed the person right in front of him. That is uncomfortable for those of us who love routes and schedules and estimated arrival times that don't include one child developing a meaningful relationship with a worm. But care often asks us to notice who is falling behind. In a church, it might be the person who needs more explanation. In a family, the child who can't transition as quickly as everyone else. In a neighborhood, the person who needs more than one conversation before trust is built. And in a friendship, someone healing more slowly than we expected. The question isn't, how do we slow everything down forever? The question is, who is being left behind by the pace I have decided is normal? That is a harder question. This week, maybe pay attention to pace. Notice who goes quiet when things move too quickly. Notice who needs patience, not because they are weak, but because they are worth waiting for. Sometimes care looks like helping someone move forward. And sometimes it looks like walking slowly enough that they are not left behind. That is the field note. Keep noticing.